The following program contains content that has not been approved by 1-800-RADIATOR or any of its franchise affiliates. All of the opinions stated in this podcast are solely owned by the hosts and guests of the 1-800-FSR podcast and its publishers. The 1-800-FSR podcast is independently produced. Get ready to sell. What up, everybody? This is Marty coming to you from 455. I'm here with Cammy. How are you today, Cammy?
Doing just great.
Really?
Jim Dandy.
No, I don't think he likes my intro.
I do.
Yep.
What do you mean?
It's a big debate as to whether or not call me or not to call me Marty.
It's not.
It's not something that comes natural. Cammy, though, comes very natural because right now he is wearing that pink and green camouflage outfit that's all the rage with you young people today.
If you check out our website, you will see that I wear that probably 95% of the time of my life. So
with the white sneakers.
Yeah.
With the white sneakers.
You may see them on the nurse's aisle at your local TJ Maxx.
TJ Maxx, is that where you're shopping at? Is that where you're doing the shopping these days?
That's where I'm getting my white shoes.
That's where you get your white shoes?
Only place.
I don't believe so.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I believe you get it from some website that I commonly blame for making my computer run slow. Zumbi or Zumbi Bop? Is there some weird named website that you buy shoes from?
No.
I'm going to investigate this more.
I haven't bought shoes probably since I worked as a...
How many pairs of shoes do you have?
Oh, I've got so many. I've got like at least upwards of 40 probably.
40 pairs of shoes.
But I worked as a sales associate at a running shoe store. So
that explains it.
A bunch of my shoes are that of... your generic older white man.
I work at a radiator shop and I have exactly 3 radiators and they're in my 3 cars. So today's topic is talking about big customers may need some visits from some big people.
Mm-hmm.
This is a topic that's been brought to us recently by Cameron. We'll get into that in a little bit. What do we mean by big people, big customers? These are customers that obviously are big. They're either buying big from you or they're not buying big from you and they should be buying big from you.
Should be identified as a B-type customer.
As a B-type customer. Lots of potential. Currently purchasing. We want to keep these people happy or we want to make them happy enough so they change their buying decisions from the competition to us.
Come on over.
So what this means is we've identified what the big customer is. Who are the big people? Well, that would start at the lower level of big people, and that would be me, your warehouse manager. So that's a part of your leadership chain. You're going to contact your warehouse manager, and you're going to let them know over the course of the next X number of days or weeks, I'd really appreciate it if you'd have a visit either with me or on your own to the following folks that I think that visit will be very, very helpful.
Stop by and have a chat.
Yeah, just chat. Figure out maybe a perspective or a relationship that you might be able to develop with them that I haven't. Might be a difference in age, might be a difference in interests.
Knowledge.
Some people are this and other people are that and they just don't clash or click. I don't know. The point is that always good if you have a potential out there to make some money off of a customer or make even more money, that you exhaust every single possibility to develop the relationship that you can.
It doesn't hurt because if you think about it, odds are any of their competitors aren't rolling out the big guns to tell them like, hey,
yeah,
what can we do for you to get you to want to do more business with us?
It shows a level of dedication that we are famous for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the hands-on approach that we are a nationally owned franchise company that is locally based, that we're here.
A lot of advantages.
That you can pick up the phone and you can call me and almost every single decision that's made in the business relationship between you and me is made at this level.
Mm-hmm.
So there obviously are times we want to bring in someone else. For us, that would be a David. David would be the person who runs operations and sales for the company. And if it's a large enough event, we may need to bring him in. It may need to happen. Down here, we all know the story of Velocity in Raleigh, North Carolina, that was a non-buyer. It was a completely non-buyer.
Nothing.
Despite a earnest attempt by the FSR to really break them wide open.
Good guy.
A few orders here and there start to develop, and it's really when they bring Daniel, the franchise group ownership, comes down, meets with the people at the Velocity, and really cements the relationship that we're in this for the long haul.
Shows them
It does. Kind
of shows importance. Like, oh, wow. It doesn't get bigger than him.
It's as high as you can get there. And now we're talking $250,000. Quarter of a million dollar customer.
God damn, that's a whole lot of money.
So when we say that big customers may need to be visited by big people, we should add that it might also follow with some big results.
Oh, we do love those big results.
Those are some big results. Recently, Cameron had to have some interactions with customers that were concerned about warranty and didn't really know why we pay warranties the way that we pay them and this, that, and the other. And Cameron felt it was very important for me to go. And I said, listen, Cameron, Cameron's going to accomplish nothing. This is what they want for us. I'm not going to give it to them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But because we have the kind of relationship where Cameron can say, foot down, you're going. I need you to get there and do this. I did it. And magic happened. It was a great relationship builder. The relationship was already solid with them and Cameron, no doubt about it. Now it's even more solid with us, with them and the company. So I'd say to you out there, if you're listening to this and you're an FSR or if you're a warehouse manager, listen to your FSR warehouse managers. Do more visits. If you're already doing 20 a year, do 40. If you're already doing 40 a year, do 80. If you're already doing 200 a year, do 400.
You're all on the same team.
We are.
You know?
We're all on the same team, and all we can do is be helpful or identify problems ahead of time or identify great things and reward them. I was able to come back and give Cameron a big old hug and let him know that these people really respect what you do as FSR for 1-800-Radiator.
And him doing that is going to make my life a whole lot easier. I'll tell you what. So if you like having your life made a little bit easier and then making your warehouse manager or FSR's life a little bit more easier,
yeah,
knock it out.
Get out there and do it.
Give it a try.
In fact, Cameron went so far as to make me a campaign for next week. So I actually have little dots on a screen that are telling me who to go see and what to do. And, you know, hopefully his notes are in order.
And when's the last time you had a look at those little dots?
I mean, I look at the little dots all the time, but usually it's to try to figure out how to load them appropriately when I get a tech call from a 73-year-old FSR, you know. But, hey, we love you guys. We love every one of you out there. So big customers need to be paid attention to in a different way than the little customers.
Treat them big.
We all know that. Treat them big. Let them know they're big.
Hell yeah.
They got there with hard work. They got there with hard work.
Let's throw some flowers.
Nobody's got their first day on the job managing a Velocity. Nobody's got their first day on the job in the automobile industry opening a 12-bay shop.
Maybe when pigs fly.
Yeah. They worked their butts off to get there, and they deserve the respect sometimes.
Yes, sir.
Of being paid attention to by the next level of authority in that particular business.
It's a hierarchy.
It's the hierarchy. And with hierarchy being mentioned, I'm going to tell you all it's time to get out of here. So be safe. Get out there and sell some stuff.
Do it.
And like Cameron's favorite show, cheers. Thanks for listening to the 1-800-FSR podcast. We invite you to leave comments using the 1-800-FSR app and feel free to review those left by other FSRs. Go to 1-800-FSR.com to check out all the exciting things we have to offer, including weekly updates. Want to be on the show or get in contact with me? Do so at martin@1800FSR.com.
And if you want to get up with me, you can link up with me using cam at 1-800FSR.com.
Let's go sell some stuff.
Let's do it, baby.